Now, I haven't seen my son angry very often, but I remember one time, I think it's safe to say, he was fit to be tied. See, he had this elaborate race car set that his grandparents had given him, and it was all set up in the basement. And then the cars raced with each other, and they did these loops and went around these curves. He loved that. I mean, he loved this thing. Yeah. And there were dump trucks that could be loaded and unloaded with gravel, and he had all kinds of lights and sounds and bells and whistles. Well, one day, we had some company over to our house, and they had two sons. And they were getting a little bored just listening to adult conversation, so they went downstairs to play with my son's race car set. It was never the same, and I didn't think he would be. See, after they left, my son went down to the basement, and he found that one of the race cars wouldn't work, which means there's not much of a race when you only got one car. The gravel loader, that didn't work anymore. Basically, the set was generally wrecked, and he could never really use it quite the same after that. Well, he wasn't angry, of course. No, he was righteously indignant. He said, "Dad, if they want to break their own toys, that's okay, but they have no business breaking what belongs to me." I agree with that. Wouldn't you? Well then, why do we do it so often? I'm Ron Hutchcraft. I want to have a word with you today about it's not yours to break. Now, our word for today from the Word of God comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 6. I'm going to be reading verses 19 and 20. Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. So in this passage, before Paul writes these words, he's been discussing sex outside of God's fence of marriage. And basically what he's saying is, what right do you have to use God's property for something he hates, for something that breaks his heart? He says, you are not your own. You've been bought and paid for. I saw my son's distress over someone misusing what he owned. And I know a little bit of how God feels when he sees what you and I do with these bodies of ours. It's a startling realization when you look in the mirror and say, that's not your body. It has been bought and paid for by the Lord Jesus Christ. Years ago, I remember when we closed on our house, and from that moment, the former owner had no say about where the furniture went or how the rooms would be used or what color the walls would be. It was mine by right of purchase. You are Jesus' property by right of purchase, a high price, an expensive price, an unthinkable price. His life on the cross for your body and for your soul so it could be restored to what it was made for, to glorify God. How are you taking care of God's blood-bought body? Have you been cheapening it by what you've been doing sexually? Has his body been overeating, damaging itself that way, or overworking and not getting the rest that God asks us to get? How about the garbage you've been putting into his body? Or the times maybe when you've turned it over to the control of a chemical or to alcohol? Hey, that's his body. Augustine was tempted to plunge back into his old life, and he said, "Thou fool, doest thou not know that thou art carrying God around with thee?" This is his body. It's made by him, paid for by him, cared for like a temple where God himself lives, because it is. And honestly, it's just not yours to break.
Thanks, Ron. On Eagle's Wings is the Native American outreach of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. For 30 years, God has used On Eagle's Wings teams of Native American young people to visit over 100 reservations, sharing their hope stories and the gospel to thousands of Native young people. To find out more about this exciting ministry, On Eagle's Wings, visit hopefornativeamerica.com. Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.